to NURFM 103.7. Do you have problems sleeping at night? If so, you might be one of the 1.5 million Australians who suffer from sleeping disorders. More than just having a rough night in bed, sleeping disorders like sleep apnea can have a variety of health-related issues. On the line from Neuroscience Research Australia is Associate Professor Danny Eckert to tell us more. Morning, Danny. For those who aren't familiar with sleep apnea, what does it entail?
Sleep apnea is an incredibly common condition, and as you correctly stated, over 1.5 million Australians suffer from sleep disorders, and over 1 million adults have obstructive sleep apnea. And what happens with sleep apnea essentially is folks will go off to sleep, they're trying to breathe away with obstructive sleep apnea, but the throat area from the back of the throat to the back of the nose is the muscles around there are relaxing, closing off, and not letting enough air get through. So what's happening again and again and again is your oxygen levels are going down, you wake up for 5 or 10 seconds of time, and the cycle, and you're not aware that you're waking up, and the cycle continues again and again and again. And in severe people, up to 100 times or more per hour, they're stopping breathing, which is obviously pretty alarming.
So what are some of the factors that affect sleep apnea?
So sleep apnea is, there's multiple reasons why people get sleep apnea, and we've sort of identified four main causes, but in terms of the standard risk factors, being overweight is a big driver of sleep apnea, particularly sort of people who are morbidly obese are more likely to have sleep apnea. Being a man, two or three times more likely to have sleep apnea, and middle age, as we get older, the prevalence of sleep apnea increases. So they're the sort of key risk factors, but having said that, thin people can get sleep apnea too, young people. It really is a multifactorial disease.
So just on that weight issue, is there any link between just even losing a little bit of weight that can reduce your risk?
Absolutely. It's one of the best treatments we have. The challenge, of course, is we know how hard it is to reduce weight and keep that weight off, but if you can do it, then you're an overweight or an obese person, and you're able to with sleep apnea and drop that weight, we know that it's really quite effective in improving and in many cases resolving the sleep apnea.
So apart from losing a little bit of weight, so if people are having some sleeping issues, so say for instance problems getting to sleep, or if they're waking up in the middle of the night, how should they go about fixing it?
So if you're concerned that you might have sleep apnea or another sleep disorder, the first port of call is obviously to talk about it with your GP. And then after that, luckily in Australia we have fantastic sleep clinicians and sleep doctors. And so if appropriate, they might send you off for your GP will send you off for a sleep study. These days they can either be done in the sleep lab or actually at home a lot of times. And then the treatment options will be discussed with the doctor that's treating. But there's a range of options now. Obviously, you mentioned the loss of weight is a great one. But CPAP therapy, continuous positive airway pressure, is the main therapy, but it's certainly not the only therapy. And that would be worth chatting to your doctor about.
Well, thanks for joining us on the program today, Danny.
Pleasure. All the very best.
Associate Professor Danny Eckert from Neuroscience Research Australia discussing sleep apnea on 2NURFM 103.7.